Today's daf is Shkolim Daf Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem at the beginning of a new Mesechta, Mesechta Shkolim. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadi Ben Miriam Leia, Dvorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Moshe Abba Ben Dvorah, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Miro Bas Sarah Rivka, Chaya Dvorah Bas Sarah Sprinza, Chaim Oizer Ben Michla Rachel, Bela Bashendel Rachel, and Risha Fradel Bas Leia. Today's daf's being learned as a schus via Cheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and today's daf's being learned to Ilu Nishmas, Toiba Ita Bas, Rabbi Yehuda Doiv Tzvi Hakoyen, and the Ilu Nishmas Avram, Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivin, Ramosha Chaim. So, Nu Mesechta, Mesechta Shkolim, Yerushalmi. It requires a little bit of an introduction. So the story of Masechta Shkolim begins in Parshas Kisisa. It says in the Torah, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemar, Kisisa es roish b'nei Yisrael lifkudeyem. When you're going to count, when you're going to take a census of the Yidden, said Hashem to Moshe, don't simply count the Jews, rather, v'nosnu ish koifer nafshoi l'Hashem b'fkoid oisam, v'lo yiyavohem negev b'fkoid oisam. What you should do is, you should require of every Yid that he give a certain dollar amount, count the money rather than count the people. And the reason is, because if you count people, chalila, it can lead to a magefa. So to prevent a magefa, v'lo yivahem negef, b'fkoid oisam, what you should do is, v'nosnu ish koifer nafshei l'Hashem. Each person should give a certain sechum, a certain dollar amount, and that's what you should count. What's that amount? Ze yitnu kolo oivra la pikudim machtzis ha-shekel b'shekel ha-koydish esrim geira ha-shekel machtzis ha-shekel trumal Hashem. The Torah describes it in a more lengthy way, but the short answer is every Yid was asked to give a machtzis ha-shekel. Moshe Rabbeinu takes those machtzis ha-shekels, counts them. By doing that, he knows how many Yidden there are. Kol Oiver al Pikudim. Now, does every single Yid really have to partake? So the Torah says, no, it was me ben Esrim Shana v'maylo Yitain Shumas Hashem. It was only someone that was at the very least 20 years old. Says the Pasuk, Oshalo Yarbe v'hadalo Yamid mimachzis Hashekel Losei says, Trumas Hashem l'chaper al nafshoi sechem. It was important that every single person gave the same amount. Every person had to give a machzis Hashekel. Now, there's a lot of machshava as to why. But ein mikra yoytze midei pshuta. The pashut reason why everyone had to give the same dollar amount was because we're taking census. We're trying to figure out how many yidden there are. The way we're going to figure it out is by counting the shkolim. If one person is going to decide that he wants to be a nadvan and he's going to give 100 shkolim instead of a machzis hashekel, it's going to throw the count off. So being that we're using these machzis hashekel to determine how many the yidden there were, says the Torah very critically, ha'ashen lo yarbe, v'alta lo yamet. And then the pasuk concludes, v'lokachtos kesef ha'kipurim me'es b'nei Yisrael, v'nosata oisei al avoydas ha'yomoyed, v'hoylo v'nei Yisrael, v'zikorin l'fnei Hashem l'chaper al nafshu zeich. What was the purpose with this money? Take the money, v'nosata oisei al avoydas ha'yomoyed. You should invest it. It should be given towards the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash, towards the avoida of the oil mine. Now, when you learn this parasha, Kipshuta, it sounds like this was something that Hashem told Moshe to do. Hayrasha, it was necessary to count the Yidden, and Hashem didn't want that Moshe should count the actual Yidden, because that could lead to a magefa. So instead, there was an idea, there was a workaround. Let everybody give a machzis hashekel, count the machzis hashekel, and by doing that, you'll know how many Yidden there are. And that's why it was critical, because the purpose of the machzis hashekel was simply to know how many Jews there are. Kisisa, when you're going to count the Yidden, that's the name of the parasha. That's what's going on here. We're counting Jews. Now, you have all this money, so you have to figure out what to do with it. You're not just going to leave it around, says the Torah, v'lokachtos kesef ha'pikurim, take the money, v'nosata oisei al avoydas oil moed, you should give it towards the oil moed. Stating that, Chazal, as we're going to see in Masechta Shkolim, learned from here, that this wasn't just a din of Hayrasha, but really it was a Hayrah l'dayris. It was a halacha that was going to repeat itself every single year for generations. And that is, every year had an obligation to make, albeit a meager contribution to the avoida in the oil mayid. Every single yid, mi ben esrim shana v'mayla, was required to give a machzis hashekel. So what was the purpose of the machzis hashekel? In Parshas Kisisa, the Torah speaks a little vaguely, v'nosata oisoi al avoidas oil mayid. But as it relates to the Machtas HaShekel that was given throughout the generations, the purpose was to buy the Karbonos Tzibur. This is very important, not just for Masechtas Shkalim, but really for Kachem, and really for the entirety of Torah Shabbat Peh. The way the Karbonos Tzibur were purchased was by using the Machtas HaShekel. There were certain karbanos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, some every day, some on Yontif, some on special days, that every single year in Klal Yisrael had a chelik in. The most notables were the Karban Tamid. Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Beinu Abayim. Every single year had a piece of the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Beinu Abayim. The Musafin that were brought on Shabbos and on Rish Chodesh and on Yontif, every single year had a chelik in. Different Yomim Toivin had special karbanos that every single year had a chelik in. All these karbanos tzibur, how were they purchased? Using the Machtas HaShekel. So the primary purpose of the Machtas HaShekel was to buy the Karbanos Tzibur. And as we're going to learn in the Sugyas and Masechtas Shkalim, there was a very big chiddush. Because the truth is, if all the Yidden are going to give Machtas HaShekel, 600,000 Jews are each going to give a half a shekel. So you're going to end up with 300,000 Shkalim. You're buying a Karban. The Kayan is, the Gizbar is, the one that's in charge of the finances in the Beis HaMikdash. What does a carbon cost? 100 shekel? So this carbon that he's bringing, how does every single yid have a chelik in it? It's a chiddush. But one of the chiddushim of Machtas HaShekel was that once a yid gave Machtas HaShekel, even a yid that just is thinking about giving a Machtas HaShekel, he had a chelik in every single carbon that was purchased with any one of the Machtas HaShekel. So it's not the pshat, Reuven gave this Machtas HaShekel, so whatever carbon's going to be bought with Reuven's half a shekel, that's the carbon that he's going to have a chelik in. No, once you give Machtas HaShekel, you have a chelik in every single carbon that was purchased with the Machtas HaShekel. But that's more detail, that's more in the Sugyas HaShas that we're going to learn. But from a super high level, every yid had an obligation once a year to give a Machtas HaShekel. The purpose of it was so that he should own shares in the Karbanos Tzibur. And once you're a shareholder, you now have a chelik in every single carbon that was purchased using any one of the Machtas HaShekel. Now, being that the purpose of the Machtas HaShekel was to buy Karbanos, it's understood, it's move on, that nowadays, we're unfortunately, we can't bring karbanos. We don't have a mitzvah of Machtas HaShekel anymore. The whole purpose of Machtas HaShekel was to buy karbanos. We don't have karbanos. If we don't have karbanos, by definition, we don't have karbanos sibur, which means by definition, there'd be no mitzvah of Machtas HaShekel. Stating that, on Tainus Esther, on Erev Purim, the minig in Klal Yisrael is to give a Machtas HaShekel. So the Ramah in Hilchas Megillah in Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Dalet speaks out very clearly. He says, "Yesh Oimrim sheyesh liten koydem Purim Machtas min hamatbeya hakavua ba'osay makon uba'osay zman." What's the purpose of it? Zecher leMachtas HaShekel. This is a zecher to the Machtas HaShekel. Now, why do we do it Erev Purim? Why do we do it in Chodesh Adar? So that's going to be apparent, literally, with the opening words of Masechtas Shkalim. But the Machtas HaShekel that we do today is only a zecher ben benoit shel zecher. It's not even a chi of the rabbanon. There's no inyan at all of giving a Machtas HaShekel. The purpose of the Machtas HaShekel was to buy karbanos tzibur. We don't have karbanos anymore. What do we do with the Machtas HaShekel today? It's matanos lav yayinim. You give it to aniyim. But that's not what Machtas HaShekel is. So the Machtas HaShekel we do today has no shaykhis to what Machtas HaShekel really is. Because the idea of Machtas HaShekel is related to karbanos. For that, you would need a Beis HaMikdash. But the truth is, there is another element of Machtas HaShekel that we have is manazah. So we're all familiar with the Dalit Parashiyos. So from Chodesh Adar through Chodesh Nisan, there are four special Parashiyos Musaf that we read. Midei Shabbos v'Shabbatai. Parashas Shkolim, Parashas Zohar, Parashas Para, and Parashas HaChodesh. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Pehe, it's also in Hilchas Megillah, discusses Seder Dalit Parashiyos. And there's a very important Yesoidi Mishnah Brewer right in the beginning of Siman Tov Reish Pehe, where the Chafetz Chaim gives an introduction. He's makdim the idea of the Dalit Parashiyos. He goes through each one individually. Toich Tvarav, this is in Sif Katan Beis, in Siman Tov Reish Pehe. The Mishnah Brewer is talking about the mitzvah to read Parashas Shkolim. Says the Mishnah Brewer, when we go and we read the parasha of Shkolim, Anu Mishalmin Parim Sifasenu Hasamachloi, what we're doing is we're being Mekayim on some level, Unishalma Parim Sifasenu, Bekriyas HaParasha Shal Kisisa, Dichsiv Ba'inyan HaShkolim. So it says the Mishnah Berurah. You want to know why we read the Parsha of Shkalim? It's because there's an idea of Unishalma Parim Sifaseinu. So what's Unishalma Parim Sifaseinu? So the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, is a similar Gemara at the very, very end of Masechtas Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, where Avraham Avinu talks to the Eibishter and he says that, I understand Korbanos are so critical to the existence of the Jewish people. So Tenach Bezman Sheveis HaMikdash Kayim, Bezman Sheim Beis HaMikdash Kayim, what's going to be? What are Yidden going to do then? And the Eibishter told Avraham Avinu, don't worry about it. Even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you'll be able to sit down, you'll read the Parsha of Korbanos, maybe from a Siddur, maybe from a Sefer Torah. And by doing that, it's going to be as if you physically brought a carbon. The Gemara in the end of Masechtas Menachos is not talking about reading carbonis, not from a Siddur, not from a Sefer Torah, but learning carbonis. And the Gemara says, this idea that I could be ki'ilu, I brought a carbon without a Beis HaMikdash, without a Kohen, without blood, without physically bringing a carbon, is what we know as Unishalma Parim Sifaseinu. Our sifasayim, our lips, have the ability to bring karbonis. As it says the Mishnah Berurah, we every single year read from the Parsha of Shkalim. We read Parshas Kisisa. And the reason we read Parshas Kisisa is because Unishalma Parim Sifaseinu. By doing that, it's ki'ilu. We're able to go, and we're able to bring the Machsa Shekel. Now the truth is, not to digress, but the truth is that that's a little bit of a chiddush, because we've spoken in the past about the concept Unishalma Parim Sifaseinu. And really, wherever you find Unishalma Parim Sifaseinu, it's always in the context of a carbon. So Kaloisit Bateres Chatas, Kilo Hikrif Chatas, Kaloisit Bateres HaMincha, Kilo Hikrif Mincha. Poshit in Lomdis, you learn, it's a Chiddush in Karbonos. That if I learn the parish of a carbon, it's as if I brought that carbon. Avram Avinu told the Eibishter, Tenech Bezman Shemes HaMikdash Kayim. So Hashem told Avram, don't worry about it. There'll be a way to bring a carbon. But it's a halach in Hilchas Karbonos. If somebody learns the parish of Egla Arufa, it's as if they brought an Egla Arufa. If someone learns the parish of Shiloh HaKan, is it if he brought the, as if he was Mekayim the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan? Poshet, you learn, it's a halacha in Hilchis Karbonis. The truth is, we mentioned once a chiddush from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer is in the end of Parshas Netzavim. It says in the Torah, Loi b'shamayimi, v'loi me'ev l'yami, ki karve lecha adovim oid, b'ficha u'bilvavcha la'soysay. Says the Chafetz Chaim, just one paragraph. V'hochi karma, loi b'shamayim, the Eibishter was telling the Yidden, Torah is not b'shamayim, meaning, she'toymer b'golos ha'achroin, you're going to see it, and say in the end of days, ein lanu beis ha'mikdash, we don't have a beis ha'mikdash, hu binyan lo'osid banu m'shuch l'b'shamayim, ve'ech ha'achrov karbon, what do I mean karbonis? Oh, but it's b'shamayim, the beis ha'mikdash. The third beis ha'mikdash is in Shamayim right now. How am I able to do it? V'loy me'ever layan. Don't think, oh, you're in Chutz La'aretz, and the beis ha'mikdash is in Eretz Yisrael. How are you going to be able to bring karbonis? Ki karav Elecha hadover ma'oid, beficha ubilvavcha la'soise. What does beficha mean? Belimud adinim, unishal meparim, ubilvavcha lehishtoikek la'soise, and va'oz la'soise tiske la'soise is pepoil. In other words, says the Chasam Sofer, a Yid might say, how could I go ahead and do my avodah? The Beis HaMikdash? Oh, that's b'shamayim hi. And what about all the other mitzvahs? Not the Beis HaMikdash. I'm living in Chutz La'aretz. I want to do the mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz. I'm in Chutz La'aretz. I don't have an ability to be mafish shumas and ma'isus. I don't have an ability to do the mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz. No, v'loy ve'evin la'yom hi. Why not? Ki korev e'lecha adov ma'oy b'fichu b'vavcha la'soysoy. So he said, Meres, the Chasam Sofer seems to hold that this idea of Unishalma Parim Sifaseinu was not only halach in karbonis, but really it's halach in all mitzvahs. This would seem to be a shtarka makar to this. Parsha Shkalim is not a carbon. It's the money you give to be able to bring a carbon. It's the hechsher for the carbon. But that's Unishalma, not Unishalma Parim Sifaseinu. Unishalma Parim Sifaseinu is when you actually bring the carbon. Here, what you're doing is you're giving money, some emela. Now there's money in the account. Good, we can go buy animals. We could bribe carbonis. But here you have a mefurish halacha. Mishnah Berurah speaks to that. That the reason we read from the parasha of Shkalim is Unishalma Parim Sifaseinu. But the truth is, it could be that this halach is not a riot to the Chasam Sofer. Could be it has nothing to do with the idea that even by shar mitzvahs that are not karbonis, maybe there's a concept of Unishalma Parim Sifaseinu. Rav Shloima HaKoyim Mivilna, Binyan Shloima, also known as the Cheshek Shloima. So in the Shailas Hashuv is Binyan Shloima, this is a Chelek Aleph, it's in Simen Nun Dalet. He has a tremendous arichos on the concept of Machzis HaShekel. And he brings this idea that the Chofetz Chaim quotes, that the reason we read Parsha Shkalim is so that by doing that, by saying the words of Shkalim, we can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Shkalim. because there's an idea of Neshalma Parim Sefaseinu. And he says that really it's a very big Kiddush, because Pashat you would learn that why do we read the Parsha of Shkolim? The same reason we give a Machzis HaShekel today. It's a Zecher. It's not that by reading the Parsha of Shkolim, it's as if we were Makriv the Shkolim. That sounds like a very big Kiddush. And says Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mevilna, really would come out of Nafka Mina LaHalacha. Could a Katan read Parsha Shkolim? So the truth is, you'll say, a katan can't be a balkaira. It's not true. Me'ikra din, a katan's allowed to read mafter. It's halach and shulchan aruch. It's an erichayim sim and reish pei beis. It's sugis and mesach megillah. Once upon a time, they used to call up a katan for mafter, and the katan wouldn't just get the aliyah of mafter, he would actually read the mafter. The mafter was something that the kohen read, and that the katan was able to read. And the question is, could he read from the parsha of shkol? So we know parsha zachar, that would be a problem, because zachar is deiraisa. Parah, there's a yeshayimim, that's also a deiraisa. But what about Shkolim? So you'd say, of course he could. Said Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mevilna, that Lafi, this Vart, it comes out of Nafka Mina LaHalacha. Says, I don't know if a Katan can get up and read the Parsha of Shkolim, because it's in the Shalma Parm Sfasenu. When the Katan reads the Parsha of Shkolim, you're listening to Kriyas HaTorah, Shemeya Ka'oina. It's as if you said it, which means, in Lomdis, the Katan's being Moitzi you with Shkolim. Now, if it's a Zecher Ba'alma, okay, we all got the Zecher, there's a Persumi Niso, so to speak, of this Indian, so it was accomplished. What's the difference? Who does it? Doesn't matter if a Gadol did it, if a Katan did it. But if I'm, through the Dibur of the Katan, going to be considered as if I said it to fulfill an Indian of Machzis HaShekel and Hashem Reparm Sfasenu, now the Katan has to be a Bar Chiyuva. Just like the Katan can't be Moitzi me with Kriyas HaMegillah, because I have an obligation to read the Megillah, and he wouldn't be able to be Moitzi me with any other Tefillah, so Luchuri wouldn't be able to be Moitzi me with the Halach of Shkolim either. So it says, the Binyan Shloima, it's a very big Kiddush Halacha, but that is the Pashtus. It is an Indian of Unashamba Parm Sufasenu. And based on that, that's what should come out. But says Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mevilna that the truth is, as much as this is a very big Chiddush, but he wants the Shtel Tzu. He wants the Shtel Tzu, a very important halach. He says he heard something from his brother. His brother was Rabbi Tzalel HaKoyim Mivilna. He heard something from his brother, Rabbi Tzalel HaKoyim Mivilna, his famous brother that passed away young. He talks a lot about his brother in the Hakdama to Masech Tishka, in the Hakdama to Sefer Binyan Shloima. And he says his brother said a Dovah Nifla. He said that in Parshas Kisisa, where the Torah talks about the Machzis HaShekel, so it says, Ha'osho lo yarba, v'adal lo yamit, mi Machzis HaShekel, Lose says Trumas Hashem lechaper al nafshei seichem, and then it says the lokachto es kesef hakipurim meyes bnei Yisrael venosato oisay al avoydus oyav moed vayil bnei Yisrael is the kari lefnei Hashem again lechaper al nafshei seichem. So Rabbi Tzalel HaKohen Mevilna said like this: the Torah said twice lechaper al nafshei seichem. The first time it said was ha'osha lo yarbe v'adal lo yamit mimachzis hashekel lose says Trumas Hashem lechaper al nafshei seichem. We're talking about lechaper al nafshei seichem by giving the machzis hashekel. But then the pasuk continues, and the pasuk says, "V'hoyu l'vnei Yisrael l'zikarein l'vnei Hashem lechaper al nafshei seichem." Why did Torah say it twice? Twice lechaper al nafshei seichem. He said, because the first time lechaper al nafshei seichem is referring to actually giving it. Ha'osho lo yar bevada lo yamet. V'lo kachto es kesef apipurim yeis b'nei Yisrael. V'nasato Yisrael avoy desoyim moit. We're talking about the physical giving. Giving the machzis hashekel is lechaper al nafshei seichem. He said, but there's another Indian. V'hoyu lefnei Yisrael l'zikaroin lefnei Hashem lechaper al nafshei seichem. That's not giving the machzis hashekel. That's l'zikaroin. That's being masked the Indian of machzis hashekel. And the Torah says meforish that by being masked the Indian of Machzis HaShekel, that's also the Zikaron Lefnei Hashem, Lechaper al Nafshei Seichem. So Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mevilna said that he heard from his brother, his greater brother Rabbi Tzalel, that Rabbi Tzalel said that the idea of a Neshal Meparim Sfaseinu by Machzis HaShekel is Merumas in the Pasuk. Because the Torah chazered over Lechaper al Nafshei Seichem, very mysteriously. Why did the Torah have to say it twice? The Torah could have said it one time. Why did the Torah say it in Tzvei Tamol? Because the Eresh Tamol is we're talking about actually giving it. The second time is Vahayul of Nei Yisrael, the Zikaroin. What's the Zikaroin? You're going to read the Parish of Shkolim. And when you read the Parish of Shkolim, you're going to be masked the Parish of Shkolim. And the Torah says, Lechaper al Nafshei Seichem. Through that, you're going to get Kapara as well. In other words, it could be Ba'alma as it relates to a mitzvah that's not an actual carbon. You don't have Unashama Parm Sefasneinu. But here it's different. Here there's a Pasuk. It says clearly, Vahayul of Nei Yisrael, the Zikaroin of Nei Hashem, lechaper al nafshei seichem. And being that it says here mefurish, lezikaron lefnei Hashem lechaper al nafshei seichem. So here we have a pasuk that's telling us that the zikaron itself accomplishes lechaper al nafshei seichem. There's a special ribuy for neshama parm svaseno. When do we do that? We do that when we read the parash of Shkolim. So here's the irony of sometimes we don't always appreciate what it is we do and why it is we do it. So once upon a time, there was a mitzvah esedei reisna of machzis hashakel. So what do we do today for that mitzvah machzis hashakel? So if you ask the man on the street, he'd probably say, give him machzis hashakel. You have the three half a dollars that scotch taped together, Dinah's Esther, that's what you do. That's the machzis hashakel. That's not the machzis hashakel. That's a zeicher, says the Rama. That has no shaykhness to what machzis hashakel is. That you're not giving towards karbonis. That goes to the aniyim. It's stock. It's a very nice thing. But it's only a zeicher. You want to know where the real machzis hashakel is? It's Parshas Shkolim. It's un neshama parim sefaseinu. And through reading Parshas Shkolim, what we merit is v'hoyu l'vnei Yisrael is zikaron l'vnei Hashem l'chaper al nafshei seichem. But just to end the introduction with one machshava, and that is from the Halakha Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer is in Parshas Mishpatim. It's in Toras Moshe, and he talks about why is it that the Yidden were told to give this number? Why this exact dollar amount? Why is it a half a shekel? Could have been another number. Why is it that we chose Dafka, the half a shekel? So the Chasam Sofer says a Dover Nifla. He says that we know that when the Yidden worshipped the ego, Hashem wanted to destroy the Yidden. Why? Pashin, because they did a terrible avera. Hashem just revealed himself to Klal Yisrael, Anoichi v'lo yilecha mipia givura shamanim, and they go literally, aluva kalash and sezinza b'chupasa, and Klal Yisrael was mezana with techet ha'egel. And because of that, it was considered a very, very terrible. Hashem wanted to wipe them out. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? So the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas. How did breaking the luchas change anything? So Chazal say, Lama davadoyma, it could be explained with a mashal. L'sar sheshalach l'kadosh yisho im hasirso. Holach v'kil klamacha. There was a sar that went and sent a shliach to be mekadosh an isha. Ish mekadosh boy u'beshluchoy. And then the isha, after she accepted the kedushin from the shliach, she was mezana. The sirso was the shliach of the king. He understood that this was going to be a very big problem. This woman was going to be killed. The king was going to kill her. Here, she's married to his daughter, and she was just mezana. It was going to be a very big problem. Ma also, what did he do? He took the ksuba, and he destroyed it. Like this, the king never knew that they were married, and by him never knowing that they were married, so it was never an issue. Now, she was a penuya that was mezana. But says the Medrash, mutav shetiden kipnuya v'loy keisha says. She understood that it's better, let her be judged like a penuya, like a not married woman that was mezana, rather than an eisha says. Kach osa moisha, says the Medrash. Kivin shasa yisrael loyse maisa. As soon as the Yidden worshipped the egel, not alas haluchais, Moshe Rabbeinu took the luchais v'shavim and he broke it. What he was doing by breaking the luchais was he was tearing up the ksuba. It's like this, the Yidden wouldn't be treated like an Eishas Ish. They wouldn't be a Kalo Shazinsa Bechupasa. But rather, they would be treated like a Pnuya. A Pnuya, that's already a whole different deal. Like this, you don't have to be so worried. We've spoken that in the past from the Megala Amukos in Parshas Balak, where he talks about that's what Hashem meant when he said, Va'ato Hanicholi. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, allow me to destroy the Yidden. So he says, Hashem was hinting to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the trick. You want to go ahead and save the Yidden? Hanicholi, take the Li. The Hareya Mikudeshes Li, be Mevatel the Kedushin, and by this everything is going to be okay. Because when Hashem took the Yidden by our Sinai, he said, V'yisem Li Segula Mikol Amim. So the Eivishna said, V'ato Anichali, break the Hareya Mikudeshes Li, because by doing this, everything's going to play out. And the Megala Amukas is in Parshas Balak. He says, that's why Bilam said, No Oro Li. He understood that the focus was the Li, but that's, we spoke about Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, that after Hashem was Nisratza for the Chete Ego, what did the Eivishna say? Ani L'doidi. We got the Lucha Shniyos. We got back a little bit that Madrego of Dili. But the point is, says the Chasam Sofer, after the Chet HaEgel, the Yidden were judged. They were judged. But they weren't judged as a Ishnes Ish that was Mezana, but rather as a Pnuya that was Mezana. So Chasam Sofer says like this. Really, the Machzis HaShekel, on a deeper level, had to be Mechapra on the Chet HaEgel. Even though, if you look at it chronologically in the Torah, it's in the reverse order, but we know the Chet HaEgel happened first. So the Chet HaEgel happened before the Melech HaMishka. So the Chet HaEgel happened, then afterwards, Kisisa, so every Yid had to give a Machzis HaShekel. So he said, what's the cheshbon of a Machzis HaShekel? So he says, because a Pnuya, that's Mezana, the Torah says, has to pay Chamishim Shekel. That's the shir. The shir is 50 shekel. It says, when did a yid have to start giving the machzor shekel? From the age of 20. How long is a yid supposed to live? So it comes that a yid's supposed to live 100 years. 100 years, if you give a machzor shekel every single year, during the course of your lifetime, you can end up giving 50 shekel. He says, the machzor shekel came to be mechaper for the chet ha'egel. What does it mean, the chet ha'egel? Because after Moshe Rabbeinu tore up the ksuba, he broke the luchas, they were judged like a pnuya. You're being judged like a pnuya, so really you have to give 50 shekel. But instead of having to give 50 shekel, it was a 100-year payment plan. It's so like this, over 100 years, you're going to pay it out. It's going to be a half a shekel every year. Like this, it's going to end up being 50. But then the Chassam Sofer says something fascinating. He says, Leben bezahindet in Svansik? Says, mechatesi. Moshe Rabbeinu lived till he was 120. That's true. Hillel HaZaken lived till he was 120. Chassam Sofer says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived till he was 120. Rabbi Akiva till 120. But who said a person lives till 120? He says, if anything, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, who said a person lives till 120, in Tefillah LaMoshe Ishalikim, he said, Yimeshnei Seinu Vem Shivim Shana. And if you're lucky, Vim Begvurei Shmainim Shana. Who said it's supposed to be 120 years? So the Chassam Sofer says that I spoke about this in one of my Jerushas. And he says, I think the pshat's like this. It's true, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Arei Aniki Vem Shivim Shana. But he said, really, really? The Cheshbon's 120. How does that make sense? He said, because life doesn't start until you're not alert. That's what he says. It doesn't start. Life, chayim, is leben mit the Torah. Ben esel mishnah. You start learning mishnayos. The chomish lemikra ben esel mishnah. We start learning mishnayos. It takes 40 years for a person to be oimed al soif taitli shol rabbi. Says really, when do you start learning? When you're 50. So now you're 120. But he says, really, it's 120. Moshe Rabbeinu never meant you hate you should live until you're 120. And the imbig vurais, until 130. That's what he was saying. But the point is that really, because it doesn't start until you're 50 years old. So what's this other drasha where the Chassam Sofer said this? It's a drasha that he said. It's a drasha that he said on Pesach. It was a drasha that he gave on Pesach, and he was talking about what we say in the Agada. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we'll end with this. Hare ani kivem shivim shana. He says, I'm kimat 70 years old. V'lo yizochisi sheteyomi yetzias mitzrayim baleilois ad shedarsha ben zoyma. So Chazal say that really Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah wasn't kivem shivim shana. He was really 18 years old. He had a miracle because he became the Nasi. He looked like he was 70 years old. But really, he wasn't 70 years old. Says the Chassam Sofer, he doesn't think that's pshat. The heck, I mean, that's the Parshat shot, of course. But he says maybe there's a different Nakuda here. And he's marked him that Tosfos asks a kashan in Masech the Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, that the Gemara talks about the wealth of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Gemara says he was so wealthy that the taxes that he paid every year was some ridiculous number. The Gemara talks about as well that the Maisa Behema that he used to give, which is 1/10 of your cattle, was mamash a number that's a guzma. It's a number that feels like an exaggeration. Taisa over there has a very big problem with that. Because Taisa says, how could Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah have given Maisa Behema? We don't give Maisa Behema after the Chorban. So Maisa Behema only happened at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. How old was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah when there was a Beis HaMikdash? We know he was only 18 years old after the Chorban. So he makes a whole cheshbon that he might have been a katan at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. If he was a katan, he couldn't give Maisa Behema. Anyways, so Tosfos is very perplexed. He doesn't understand. How does the whole cheshbon Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah stem? He's 18 years old in Yavna. Yet he's been giving Maisa Behema for years, called Shasa Veshasa, the Gemara says. So how does it all reconcile? So the Chassam Sofer says, Velule de Mistafina. Velule de Mistafina, the Chassam Sofer says. If I wasn't afraid, I would say that maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah wasn't 18. You know how old he was? He was 68 years old. And that's why he said, Arei ani kiven shivim shana. I'm approximately 70. In another few years, it's going to be my 70th birthday. I'm really 68 years old. That's how old I am. So what does 60 have to do with being 18? And where did that all come from when Chazal said that he was 18 years old? It's because life doesn't start until you're 50. That's the rest of the story. When you're 50, yet find the zone. And being that when he turned 50, he was ben esel levishna. He had 40 years of learning Torah, where he was oimed al soif taitel sharaboy. Now, 18 years later, is when he's kivem shivim shana. He says that's what's going on over here. He's not 18. He's 18 from 50. He's 18 like 70. Is 120 from 50. Just like you mentioned, I say to them, Shivim Shana is really 50 plus 70. When the Gemara said Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was 18 years old, it means he was 50 plus 18. How old was he? He was Kaven Shivim Shana. He was approximately 70, 68, and you know, give or take. That's how old he was. He was Kaven Shivim Shana. He said, that's the boy. He said, that's the case. Miyushav Tais Vizkasha. That's what it means. B'chal Shasa V'shasa. He used to give all these mices. Nah, he was a Choshvim Gaman Rebel Asa Ben Azariah. He was very Choshev. So what was the miracle with the white hairs? So he says, because he was 68 years old and he didn't have any white hairs. And it was considered Choshev to have a nice white beard. You're going to be the Nasi. He should have had white hairs. So there was a miracle that it all played out for him. But it's not the pshat that he didn't have white hairs because he was so young. To the contrary, the gnai was that he was older and he didn't have any white hairs. And that's the way it all played out. A little inyana de yoyma. And on that note, we begin Mesechtes Shkolim. Zok Tehillige Mishnah. Be'echad Ba'adar Mashmin Al Shkolim. Rosh Chodesh Adar. There was a kolkoira that went out amongst the Yidden and said that it's time to start preparing your machzis hashekel. Every Yid, every year, had to give a machzis hashekel. When did the kol koire go out? It went out be'echod be'adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar. Not just that, but on Rosh Chodesh Adar, they used to make an announcement. Everybody should go into their fields and they should see if there's any kalayim happening. And if there is, make sure you root it out. B'chamisha Asabayim, the 15th day of Adar, Koyrin Asamigil B'Krakim. They used to read the Megillah in the big cities, all the walled cities. U'mesaknin es hadrochim. Another thing that happened every single year on the 15th day of Adar is they used to fix the roads, v'sarechoyvois, the streets, v'smikvois amayim, and all the mikvois. V'isen kol tzorechei rabim. They started taking care of the tzorechei rabim after a long winter, so they had to make sure that the roads and the mikvahs, everything was in order. So when did they start doing that? Saif Sman, it happened on the 15th day of Adar. Umitzayin es hakfaros. Another thing they did was, is all the tombstones that maybe got ruined during the course of the winter, so they had to be mitzayin then. They had to make sure that people would know where the kfarim are. That's Negei Kayhanim, it's Negei Tahiris, V'yoytzen af ala kalayim. And not just that, on the 15th day of Adar, the shluchim actually used to go out and observe the fields, so the Vad HaKalayim would make sure that there weren't people that were keeping the Kalayim. Meaning on Rosh Chodesh Adar, they were Mashmi'in ala Kalayim, and then on the 15th day of Adar, they were actually Yoytzen ala Kalayim. So the Mishnah begins with halacha related to Shkolim, obviously. We're learning Mesechtes Shkolim. What's the halacha? On Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mashmi'in ala Shkolim. That they would announce and tell the Yidden it's time to donate your Machzah Shekel when they did this on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Once we mention one thing that was done on Rosh Chodesh Adar, we mention a second thing that was done on Rosh Chodesh Adar. They were also Mashmi'in al Kalayim. And once we mention the fact that there were two hachrozois that happened on Rosh Chodesh Adar, we mentioned some other community service that was done during the course of Chodesh Adar, hence the immediate digression in this Mishnah. But of course, the most important halacha as it relates to our sugyas that we just read was the first line. Be'echad ba'adar mashmi'in al hashkol. Now, before we even start the Gemara, be'echad ma'adar mashmi'in al hashkol, now we know why we read Parsha Shkolim, Shchaydesh Adar. That's when we do it. The first Shabbos of Adar is when we read Parsha Shkolim, because it's when the Shalma Parim Sefaseinu, like we spoke out in the introduction, and the idea is Be'echad Ba'adar Mashmi'in Al Hashkolim. So obviously that's the appropriate time to do it. But the question is why? Why Rosh Chodesh Adar? Shenichnas Adar Marvin L'Simcha. Like, what does it have to do with Rosh Chodesh Adar? Zok to Gemara, if Lama Be'echad Ba'adar, why Rosh Chodesh Adar? Kedesh Yaviyu Yisrael Eshaklein by Nosim. The reason is so that the Yidden would not be able to have their Machzis HaShekel already deposited in the accounts of the Beis HaMikdash in the proper time. V'titorim Tshumas HaLishko Min HaChadosho B'Zman Be'echad Ba'Nisan. And like this, the Tshuma HaChadosho would be able to be brought already on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So this is very important in Mesechtes Shkolim. And that is, there was a fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash. Not a calendar year, necessarily, but a fiscal year. In the sense that every year, the Karbonos Tzibur had to be purchased from the Machzis HaShekel that were given in that year. So if you had Machzis HaShekel in one year, you couldn't use it to buy a carbon in a different year. It had to be that year's Machzis HaShekel towards the purchase of that year's karbonos. That's the way it worked. So when did the year start? It started Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we know that from learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, right, there's Arba Rosh Hashanah, there's different Rosh Hashanahs. But the Rosh Hashanah, as it relates to the Beis HaMikdash, was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's also Achodesh Azalochem Rosh Chodesh. But that was the Rosh Hashanah. So that Rosh Hashanah was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and every Rosh Chodesh Nisan, everything started all over again. So if you had Machzis HaShekel that you had given last year, you couldn't use it to buy Korban HaSiva this year. So what they do with all this leftover money? Well, those are sugis that are coming up later in the Masechta. This is a real issue that had to be addressed. And we're going to get to that. But for now, every Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when they needed the new funds. So being that they needed the new funds, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so that's why they gave 30 days heads up. Like this, they had notice. Everyone knew what they had to do. And like this, you were able to send it immediately. Says the Gemara, what's the makar to this? How do you know that the new machzis ha-shekel were used to purchase that year's karbonis starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Says the Gemara, v'mar. Now, in Yerushalmi, very often there's a silent aleph. So, for example, in Yerushalmi, there's a rabbah. Who's rabbah? It's Rababa, just the Aleph is silent. So Vimar usually means Rebbe. Usually it's Abaya talking to Rabba or something of that nature. Vimar in Yerushalmi sometimes means Va'amar. So Vimar Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak said, Shumas Alishka Titchilasa. The way we do Shumas Alishka is the way it was done initially. We go back to the first historical Machzis HaShekel. When was that? The pasuk says, Vayibu Chadesh HaRishon. It was the first month of the year, that's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ba'ashona HaShenis, Be'echol HaChodesh Hukam HaMishkon. So it was the second year from when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. But Tani Allah, we learned in the Brayis, Yom Shukam HaMishkan, Bayim Nitrim HaTruma. It was the same day that the Mishkan was erected. That was the first Trumas HaLishka. That was the first time the Yidden gave Machzis HaShekel. It was the first time they used Machzis HaShekel. So the first Machzis HaShekel was ever used to purchase Korbanos Siva on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the way it happened. Year one, and because that's the way it happened in the beginning, that's the way we always do it. Rav Tovi, Rav Yoshia, B'Shem Kahana. So, number one, if we were learning Talmud Bavli, it would say Omer Rav Tovi, Omer Rav Yoshia. Here it's Rav Tovi, Rav Yoshia. So the Omer is silent. Not just that, Rav Tovi, Rav Yoshia, B'Shem Kahana, in Talmud Bavli, it would say Rav Kahana. But regardless, this is Rav Kahana of Talmud Bavli fame. So the Talmud Muvik of Rav, so Rav Tovi, Rav Yoshia, B'Shem Kahana, B'Shem Rav Kahana said, Nemar Kahan. He says, I have another makar. How we know that the Machzis HaShekel or the had was used to buy new karbanos starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Nemar Kahan, it says, regarding the karbanos musif of Rosh Chodesh, L'chodshe, says L'chodshe. The rest of the pasuk is, Zois oilas chodesh, B'chodshoi, L'chodshe hashana. V'nema lehalon, and it says, HaChodesh hazelochem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishon hu lochem, L'chodshe hashana. In other words, it says, Chodshe, or L'chodshe, regarding the karbanos musif, and it says, L'chodshe, by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Mal Chodesh Shnei Malalon Eimayne Elam Nisan. Just like Achodesh Hazelachem Rosh Chodashim Rishon Lachem Lachodesh Hashanah. We're talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Af Lachodesh Shnei Malkan. So too the Lachodesh that it says over here is Eimayne Elam Nisan. Here too, it's from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Om Rab Yoina. So Rab Yoina commented. So who said this? Rab Tovi said this in the name of Yoshia, who said it in the name of Kahana. So Rab Yoina commented. He said Shavak Rab Tovi Roish the Masisa Vamasayfa. He said Rab Tovi said a Halba Maisa. He said he left out the beginning of the Brisa and he only quoted the end of the Brisa. Meaning, had he said the beginning of the Brisa, the Makar would be a little bit more clear. Meaning, the Loi Ken Kahado de Tani. This is the way the Brisa reads in full. Zois Oilas Chodesh Bechachai. Yochel Yehitoyim Bechol Chodesh Bechodesh. The Pasuk says, Zois Oilas Chodesh Bechachai. Again, what are we talking about? We're talking about the Musafin that was born in Rosh Chodesh. The Musafin that was born in Rosh Chodesh were Karbanei Siba. The Karbanei Siba were paid for by the Machzis HaShekel. So you would have thought, Zois Oilas Chodesh Bechachai, every month you're supposed to buy new Karbanis using new Machzis HaShekel. So Yochel, I would have thought, this is the whole Brisa. It's the same Brisa, but this is the whole Brisa. I would have thought you should be Toyrim Bechol Chodesh Bechodesh. Talmud Maimra Bechachai. L'chodshe. B'chodshe is a Lashon Yachid. L'chodshe is a Lashon Rabban. B'chodesh Echad, in 1 month, who toirim l'chon chodshe Hashana. You toirim for all the months of the year. Meaning, you only do it 1 month a year. Yachal, you would have thought b'ezach chodesh years. Okay, you could pick the month. Nemakan l'chodshe v'nema l'han l'chodshe. No, ma l'chodshe sh'nema l'alon. Ein moinen elami nisan. Af chodshe sh'nemakan ein moinen elami nisan. For that we have gzeiras shava. Chodshe. The point is that we have two makayres, how you know that be'echad b'nisan, that's when the year starts as it relates to using the new coins to purchase karbonos from that point moving forward. Either it's simply kitchilasa, we just go back and we do it the way it was done the first time. And just like the first time the Machzis HaShekel were ever used to purchase Karbonis was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was day one of the Mishkan. So that's the first time they brought Karbonis Sibur that was funded by the whole, right, with Karbonis being brought 7 days earlier. That was the Shivas Me'amaluim, that was Moshe Rabbeinu, that was a whole different deal. But the first time that we used the Machzis HaShekel was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So mean that the first time we used the Machzis HaShekel was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So every year, that's the when the fiscal year begins. Or Rav Tavi, in the name of Rav Yoishni, in the name of Rav Kahana, he had a drasha. It's not simply, that's the way we did it then, so this is the way we're always going to do it. No, there's more of a biblical source to it. And that is, we have a Gzeira Shavah. It says, B'chadshay l'chadshay, which tells us it's supposed to be 1 month for Chadshay. Chadshay is one, Chadshay is Rabban. So we do it one time. Which month? We have Gzeira Shavah, Chadshay, Chadshay, Rishon hu lachem l'chadshay Ashana. So it's related to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Says the Gemara, Ma'u mashmir. So ba'echad ba'adar, mashmir. Now, what does mashmir mean? Rav Huna said, machrizin. What it means is that we make an announcement, that we let everybody know that it's time to start bringing the Machzis HaShekel. Says the Gemara, Heich ma da'at omar. That's classic Yerushalmi terminology. Vayitnu kol b'Yehuda u'b'Yerushalam. The end of the pasuk, which is in Divrei Hayom and Beis, is Lahavi Lashem Masas Moshe Eved Olikim Yisrael b'Midbar. I mean, there's a real life example of where the Yidden did this. It was mentioned in Divrei Hayomim. There was a kol b'Yehuda. That's the mashmim. That's the machrizin. And what were they supposed to give? Lahavi Lashem Masas Moshe Eved Olikim Al Yisrael b'Midbar. The Masas Moshe, the tax that Moshe Rabbeinu Eved Olikim had imposed on the Yidden in the Midbar. This was something that the Yidden are doing for future generations. This is a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim where, in real life, the Machzis HaShekel played itself out. The point is, what did the pasuk describe? The announcement, Vayehi Koil B'Yehuda Ubi Yerushalayim, Oydisha Mabar Yehuda. Right, that's what it was. It was a Koil B'Yehuda Ubi Yerushalayim. That's the Mashmiyim of the Mishnah. That's the Machrizin. Zogt the Gemara. Tamon Taninon. We learned over there. This is a Mishnah in Masechtas Megillah. Ein bein Ado Harishon L'Ador Hasheni. Ela Mikra Megillah Matanos L'Avyon. There's no difference between Ado Harishon and Ador Hasheni, with the exception of Mikra Megillah and Matanos L'Avyonim. Those two things are done in Adar Sheni, and not only are they done in Adar Sheni, but b'di'evet, if you do it in Adar Rishon, you wouldn't be yoitza. Says the Gemara, Rav Simon, b'shem Rav Shulam Levi. Rav Simon said, in the name of Rav Shulam Levi, af shimu ashkolam mikilayim b'neim. Shimu ashkolam mikilayim is the same way. That this halach of our Mishnah, b'echa ba'ad mashmil al ashkolam v'ala kilayim, these things were also done, not in Adar Rishon, but they were done in Adar Sheni. Rav Chelboi, Rav Huna, Rav, the shame Rav Chiya Rabba, also known as Rav Chiya, said, "I call Yoitz and Barba Asa Shu's man Kriyasa." So some of the Noisei Kalim, the Vilna Gaon, takes out that line and he says, "Really, it belongs on Amud Beis." Just the Taitcha, we read it already. So just the Taitcha is that everybody can be Yoitzah to read the Megillah on the 14th day of Adar, even though there's certain places where the Halacha is supposed to read on the 14th day of Adar, the place he's supposed to read on the 15th day of Adar. But Hakol Yoitz and Barba Asa, everybody's Yoitzah Barba Asa. We'll see more about this tomorrow. Zok the Gemara. Amr Rav Yoisi. Rav Yoisi said, "Viyos." Good, very good. What does it mean? Rav Simon said, "Hey, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, af shimu ashkolim v'kilayim b'neihem." So Rabbi Yossi commented that this halacha I agree with. Now, this Stam Rabbi Yossi in Talmud Bavli is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chalafta. And even though we know that not every Stam Rabbi Yossi has to be Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chalafta, we spoke out for Rabbi Reuven Rangolis not so long ago. He says there's a lot of exceptions to the rule. Right? Stam Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon b'Yechai. Stam Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi. There's different rules when it comes to who Stam Tanom and Amiram are in Shas. But he says there's a lot of exceptions to the rule. But usually, almost every time, Rabbi Yossi in Shas is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chalafta. But this is not Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chalafta. We're learning Yerushalmi now. And it's not Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chalafta because he's commenting on something that Rav Simon said in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was an Amira, a first generation Amira, but he was an Amira nonetheless. So Rabbi Yossi had passed away already for a very long time when Rabbi Shua ben Levi said this halacha. So this is a Rabbi Yossi of Yerushalmi. So he said that Rabbi Shua ben Levi said good. This that he said that be'echad ba'adam hashmir al hashkolam al kalayim, in the event that there's another sheni, you should do it on the second adam, not on the first adam. It's good gizok. Why? Because kulam hashmir al hashkolam. What's the point of hashmir al hashkolam? Kedeshi avu yisrael shaklem b'inasa. So like this, the Yidden will know to bring the machzis HaShekel in the proper time. Meaning it's all about, it's not about echad ba'adar. It's about Echad ben Nisan. The whole yichus of Echad ba'adar is Shloishim Yoyim before Nisan, because that's the fiscal year. See, it's very, very good. Imat Amar ba'adar Rishon. If you can tell me, you should do it during Adar Rishon. Ad Kadun is Bishata Shitin Yoyim. There's going to be 60 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that's too much time. We do it 30 days before. So it makes sense then that it should be during Adar Sheni. And he continued regarding Kalayim as well. Why is Be'echad ba'adar Mashmir al Kalayim? It's a physical thing. You go out in the field when you can see what's growing, and you'll know if it's kalayim. So rip it out. Im at omar ba'adorish. If you get a tummy, it's adorishin. Ad kedoyin inun dakikin. At that point, it's going to be very meager. It's going to be very little. You may not see it. So it's poshnet then that it makes sense that these halachas. If there's an Adar Rishon and an Adar Sheni, should be done in Adar Sheni. They shouldn't be done in Adar Rishon. Reb Chizkiya Shal. Reb Chizkiya asked the following question. Now, usually, when you see the word Sha'al, it means it was asked as a question. But if you look in the Taklin Chavitin, which is a pirish on Masech Tishkolim, which requires an introduction, but for another day, the Taklin Chavitin, which is on the side of the Vilna Shas edition of the Yerushalmi on Shkolim was written by Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov. Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. He's also the author of the Pasa Shulchan. And he was one of the Talmidei Hagra, maybe even the Roish of the Talmidei Hagra, that left Vilna and went and settled in Eretz Yisrael, the Ir Atika, the Churvashul. There's a lot of history associated with Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov. And he wrote a pirish on Masech Tishkolim, the Pasa Shulchan, which is all the halachas of Eretz Yisrael, Taklin Chadatin, which Shkolim is a very Eretz Yisrael digalimut. It's Talmud Yerushalmi. So he wrote the pirish on Masech Tishkolim, and he says that when you see the word Sha'al in Yerushalmi, it means he's asking, but more rhetorically. He's trying to make a point. So Rabbi Chizkiya didn't just ask a question like Iboyuluhu, like he pasha wasn't sure. He was asking whether the Olam agreed to him. So Reb Chizkiya Shal, Me'ato, B'nei Bavel, Mashmi'en al Ashkolim, Me'roishoi Shol Chayrev, the people that live in Bavel, they should need the Vayaviru Kol B'Yehuda, Vayitnu Kol B'Yehuda B'Yerushalayim, much earlier. They should need in the beginning of the winter. Kadesh Yaviru Yisrael Sheklaim B'Yinasan. V'titarim Chumas Alishka, Min HaChadoshim B'Zman HaBecham Anisan. He said, if the whole point in Echad Ba'adar, don't do it Echad Ba'adar. Right? Don't do it Mishin Nichnas Adar. It's simply related 30 days early. You need enough time to be able to get it. 30 days is a normal time. Okay, that's good in Eretz Yisrael maybe. Vayitnu Kol B'Yehuda. 30 days. We'll figure it out. But what if I live somewhere in the suburbs of Bavel? It may take a little bit more time for me to be able to get the money over. So Reb Chizkiya came to Beis Medrash and he was shocked. He asked the Oilum, he says, you mask him to what my chiddush? I think that there were certain places, rest of the story, where they had to start this koil koire earlier than Rosh Chodesh Adar. So the Gemara says, Hosiv Rebbe Ulo. So Rabbi Ula was there, and he asked, Kumi Rabbi Mana, in the presence of Rabbi Mana. We learned in the Mishnah that there were three times where they used to be Tarim the Lishka. Meaning, what happened was the money would be collected, they would put it into a room, a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, and there were three times a year where they would make a withdrawal, where they would take money out. That was known as the Trumas HaLishka. A lot more about this in the Masechta. But there were three times a year where they would physically take the money out. What were these three times? Before Yisra Pesach, 15 days before Pesach, that's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Before Yisra Atzeres, 15 days before Shavuos. Before Yisra Chag, 15 days before Sukkos. No, it's Rosh Hashanah. But 15 days before Sukkos. Amalei. So what was his point? So his point was that why do we do it this way? Why is it done in three times? So Rab Ula told Rab Mana, this is what I think. Lo ye yomer, isn't it because Elin the craven before Yisra Pesach? The people that live close to Yerushalayim, they were able to get their monies in by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so their monies was withdrawn Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Elon the Rechaikin, the people that were farther away before Yisra Atzeres, took a little bit more time. The Elon the Rechaikin in Hain, the people that were even further than them, was before Yisra Chag. But the point is that the Kol B'Yehuda sounds like went out Rosh Chodesh Adar. People did their best. Not everybody got their money in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that's why there were three withdrawals. That's why you had the one that happened 15 days before Pesach, and then there was one that happened a little later, and then there was one that happened much later than that. But that's not like what Reb Chizkiya was saying. Reb Chizkiya tainted that in order to satisfy the Trumas HaLishka on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you had to give the people in Bavel more time. Reb Ula told Raman, I'm asking it takes more time from the people in Bavel to get their money in. But they can get their money in later, and the money will be there for the later withdrawal. That's not like what Reb Chizkiya is saying. A Malay, so Ramana told back to Ula, no, I don't think that's the pshat. Kula kachasiba. Really, Chazal wanted all the money to come in on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Every Yid's money should have been the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And if that's the case, Rav Chizkiya is gerecht. They had to be Maver Koil in Bavel much earlier to give the people from Bavel time to get the money in. If that's the case, v'lama amru b'shloisha prakim. So why was the money withdrawn in three times? K'dei lasos pumbi l'davar. The reason is because they wanted to do it b'farhesia. They purposely took the money out of this lishka during times when there were going to be a lot of Jews congregated. So what's the svar in that? So if you look in the taklin chadatin, it's about 20 lines from the top. K'dei lasos pumbi, k'dei lasos pirsum l'davar. They wanted it to be done in a very public way. Really, this was only supposed to happen Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara wrote a pasuk for it. That's the way it happened the first time. This was really all supposed to go down Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was the Rabbanan that said it should happen in three times. Because during these three times, all the Yidden came to be Oyla Regal. Therefore, they did the Truma during these times. So like this, there's a Laman Yedu. Every single Yid should know that he has a chelik in the Karbanos Sibur. They purposely did it. It was a big deal. It was an event, the Trumas Alishka. Why? Simply so the Yidden should understand that all these Karbanos that are being brought every single day, every single year, as long as you gave a Machs HaShekel, you have a little bit of a Shaychis of it. Zok de Gemara, a little bit of a digression. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi b'shem Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi said in the name of Rabbi. Rabbi in Yerushalmi is Rabbi in Bavli. This is Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. He said, Hein Nikra V'loini Bois. He said, how can we read the Psukim that we're about to present without being scared? L'toiva, when it comes to Toiva, when the Moshe Rabbeinu was raising money for the Malachas HaMishkan, so the pasuk says, Kol Nediv Lev, Heviu Chach, V'Nezem. The pasuk says, every Nediv Lev, any person that had a good heart, he was a Nadiv, he donated L'Ra, but when it came time to collect the money for a bad thing, the Egel, V'Yisparku Kol Ha'am. Every, it doesn't say about a Nediv Lev. So when it came to the Mishkan, Kol Nediv Lev. When it came to the Egel, everybody did it. V'Yisparku Kol Ha'am. And Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi said in the name of Rebbe, how do you read this without being scared? What are you afraid of? So the Taktan Chadetan says, you're afraid of the Yetzahara. Anu lemeidin kama gadol koicha shal Yetzahara. Makes no sense. That for the Mishkan, it's the same dollar. For the Mishkan, nobody wanted, it was Kol Nediv Lev. Not everybody. It was an exclusive group of people. But when it came to the ego, oh, v'yisparku kala'am. The toivo, when it comes to toivo, v'yotzei Moshe asa'am. When it came time for Maimir Arsinai, so Moshe Rabbeinu had to call the Yidden out. L'ra, v'tikrivun alai kolchem. When it came to the miraglim, and when it came to the bad things, oh, the Yidden came storming to Moshe. So Moshe had to literally pull the Yidden out of the tent. Kafaleim, harkigigis, from the Kabbalah of Torah. But l'ra, for some reason, it was all knacky. L'toivo, az yashem. When it came to L'toivah to sing Shira after Kriyas Yamsuf, Oz Yosher Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. L'ra, when it came to bed, when it came again to the Meraglim, what does it say? V'atisa kol ha'edah. The whole Edah v'ayitnu was koilim v'ayifko amalaylahu. Everyone cried. Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Ma'ir the Yidden to sing Shira, but it came to cry about not going into Eretz Yisrael. They didn't need any Asiris. V'atisa kol ha'edah. Amar Rabbi Chiba Rabbi. Rabbi Chiba Rabbi said, I have another example. The pasuk says, Ochein hishkimu hishchisu. Hishkimu hishchisu. It's a pasuk in Tzvanya. It talks about averus that the Yidden did. They didn't just do averus. The Yidden woke up early in the morning and they did averus. Pchir Rabba said that all the hashchas that the Yidden did, they did in the morning. What about mitzvahs? Vayashkim Avram Baboiker, Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvah, says the Taklin Chadat. Not everybody does it that way. So says the Gemara, it's a fascinating thing that you see that the same act, waking up early in the morning, to do the right thing is hard. To do the wrong thing, Hishkimu Hishchisu, giving money, it's not easy. The Mishkan, Kol Nediv Lev. What about when it came to the Egel? On all of a sudden, everybody's doing it. He says to go sing Shira. That's a madrega. Oh, when it came to Shira on the miracles, Oz Yashem Moshe, and then afterwards of Bnei Yisrael. What about when it came to crying and to singing Shira and to complaining? Oh, Batisa Kol Ha'edah. So what do you see from here? Hey, Nikra V'loini Bais. You see from here the Koich, that Teretz is the Yetzirah. That's the answer. There's an evil inclination. He doesn't want you to give tzedakah. He doesn't want you to get out of bed early in the morning to learn or to daven. He doesn't want you to sing Shira. Oh, when it comes to Averis, there's no Yetzirah is on your side. So if you're on the other side of the aisle with the Yetzirah, then it's a problem. But if you're on the same side of the equation, yeah, then it's a whole different deal. So the Gemara says on this note, Amar Rab Abba Bar Acha, Einat Yochel Lamed Al Ufya Shal Umazu. So sometimes the Jews are a very difficult nation to understand. Why? Nitman, the Egel, the Neusden, Nitman, the Mishkan, the Neusden. He says, This is a different observation. He says they came to him for the eagle. You want to give money for the eagle? Yeah, no problem. They gave all the jewelry. They gave everything for the eagle. How about the Mishkan? Oh, sounds like a nice thing. They gave all the money to the Mishkan. He says it's very, very hard to understand. I mean, you would think that there would be a more solid Mahalach over here. Mishkan, eagle. Yeah, they're giving money to the Mishkan. Then they're giving money to the eagle. It's a little bit hard to understand. Tani Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina, Adam Asnison, Vasisa Kapiris Zohav Tar. The Kapiris on top of Aron had to be made of Zohav Tar, pure gold. Why? Yavo Zohav Shal Kapiris, Vichapra Zohav Shal Egel. To be Machapra on the Cheto Egel. Zok the Gemara Vaiter. Rab Chagai, Vashem Rab Shmuel Bar Nachman said, Sholesh Truma is Nemru be Parsha Zois. There are three times that you find the word Truma in the Dozige Parsha, the Parsha Zois. So what exactly is Parsha Zois? So it's referring not to Parsha's Kisi, it's referring to Parsha's Truma. Va'idabra sham amoy sholemer, dabra b'nei Yisro v'yikhu li Truma. That's one. Me'iz kolish ashe yedvenu liboy tikhu es Trumasi, that's two. V'zoisa Truma ashe tikhu mi'itan zov v'kesem v'nechoshes, that's three. So v'yikhu li Truma, tikhu es Trumasi, v'zoisa Truma. It's two psukim and three references to the word Truma. So the Gemara says, Rab Chagai said in the name of Rav Shulma Nachman, that the Torah used the word Truma three times. Why? Because there were three Trumas. There were three campaigns. Three separate campaigns to raise funds for the Mishkan. One was Trumas Adonim. One was to raise money for the sockets. The Adonim were made of silver. They were on the bottom of the Mishkan. That's where the krushim, the beams, were put into. Utrumas Ashkolim. The other one was the Machzis Hashekel that was used to buy his Karbonis Tzibur. Utrumas HaMishkan. And the third one was more generally for the Mishkan. The Gemara explains. That's referring to the Truma for the Adon. Says the Gemara. All three Trumas were a little differently. Meaning, the rules and regulations of each Truma were different. Trumas HaMishkan, LaMishkan. The Trumas HaMishkan went for the Mishkan. We're going backwards. So the more general one went for the Mishkan in general. All the Tzarchei HaMishkan. Masha Yitzhiyavi. You're able to give whatever you wanted. So if you wanted to give more, you gave more. Me'ez Kalish HaShayu Tenu Libay Tikhu Es Trumasi. However much you wanted to give, it was okay. Trumas Shkolim. What about the Shkolim? The one that was used for the Karbanos Tzibur. So says the Gemara, the carbon. It was used to buy Karbanos. Masha Yitzhiyavi. You were able to give as much as you wanted. This is interesting. Avoyad kulin shav, but everyone had to give the same amount. So this is the rest of the story. If you wanted to give more than the machzah shekel, you could have for the karbanos sibur. However, the point is every yid had to give the same amount. So if all the yidin got together and they decided that they're going to give more, that's fine. So ha'ashal lo yarve v'adal lo yam was in play, but in a relative sense. Not ha'ashal lo yarve v'adal lo yam machzah shekel, but ha'ashal lo yarve v'adal lo yam relative to whatever. Everyone had to give the same amount. Trumas Adonim is La Adonim. The Trumas Adonim was used to buy the Adonim, and there was a din of a Asher Lo Yarve V'Adah Lo Yamit specifically from the Machzis HaShekel. So the real Machzis HaShekel that had to be a Machzis HaShekel couldn't be a penny more, a penny less. Every single yid had to give that amount. Asher Lo Yarve V'Adah Lo Yamit, that went for the Adonim. The Machzis HaShekel that the Masechta talks about, that was the Machzis HaShekel that was used to finance the Karbanos Tzibur. So there was an idea of Machzis HaShekel, but at the same time, it didn't have to be a Machzis HaShekel. It was just important that everybody gave the same amount. At the same time, Asher Layar V'Adal Yamit, on a relative sense. We'll see more about this as we go through the Masechta. Amar Rab Abin, Af Parsha Azois Nema Bashol Ishtrumas. So we said that it says the word Truma three times in Parshas Teruma. It also says the word Truma three times in Parshas Kisiso, which is the parasha that talks about the Machzis HaShekel. It says Machzis HaShekel Truma Lashem. It says Yitein Trumas Hashem, and it says Losei says Trumas Hashem three times in Parshas Truma, three times in Parshas Kisiso. So we finished the first daf in the Masechta Shkolim, Talmud Yerushalmi. The Gemara is going to continue with the theme of Masechta Shkolim. Shkolim is a little bit of an intimidating Masechta. I mean, first of all, the language is different, and a lot of the Tanom and Amiroim are ones that we're not familiar with from Talmud Bavli. There's a lot of Girsois. We don't have Rashi. We don't have the Bali Tosfos. We don't have the Rashba. We don't have the Ramban. So obviously, right away, it's different. But at the same time, there's a lot of interesting ideas. Ready Daf Beis has some fascinating topics and concepts, things that are that we find in Masechta Shkolim that we don't find in other Masechtas. And nothing else, it's a Toyamel of a whole chelik of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is Talmud Yerushalmi, that lav kaladim zoich lilmoy, but it's a little bit of a 3-week tayameha crash course of getting a little bit of a feel, a recha milsehi of Talmud Yerushalmi. That's Hashem, daf gimel tomorrow.